Well, we continue with this very persistent wind off of the Atlantic today. No real change, and it's just enough moisture for maybe a very brief light sprinkled or shower like we saw yesterday. Mainly dry. If you have outdoor plans, it's not the kind of thing that'll ruin your plans or outdoor work. With temperatures today only in the mid to upper 70s, several degrees below average, but very pleasant for mid to late April. We have to enjoy these mild temperatures while we can, right? We'll drop tonight into the upper 50s and a partly sunny Friday. Highs tomorrow in the upper 70s. Still an east wind, so a little bit cooler at the beaches and a pleasantly warm weekend. Saturday and Sunday both look to be partly sunny. We'll see temperatures topping out in the low 80s, very close to where we ought to be this time of year, but still into the upper 50s to low 60s at night. So the humidity nice and low, allowing those temperatures to drop off after sunset. And then Monday, we start the new work week on the warm side. It'll be partly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s on Monday, and there will be a weak front approaching by the middle of next week, but all indications are that this front will be dissipating as it moves into Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. There won't be a whole lot of moisture left, not a lot of upper-level support. So while there may be an isolated shower or thunderstorm as we head toward the middle of next week, not much in the way of significant rainfall, and by that time we're going 10 days without much rain. So we'll continue to monitor that situation very carefully. Of course, the peak of the wildfire season is over the next 4 to 6 weeks, and it can change in a hurry the conditions that are ripe for fires, despite the very wet March and really decent rainfall for a good part of April that we've had. Also today, of course, River Jam continues on the St. John's River, downtown Jacksonville. Looks great. There's going to be a lot of people there late this afternoon into early this evening. Fair to partly cloudy skies, and temperatures in the 70s will gradually drop into the 60s. Maybe a light sweater, a jacket after sunset, but still very nice. We have the Jumbo Shrimp with an evening game tonight after yesterday's business day special. We're looking at a partly cloudy sky and temperatures for that first pitch in the 70s. With all your weather all the time, I'm GV meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.